Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting back to you with Dr. Ian. Got a new book out, Melt Fat, Drop Pounds. The book's called Fast Burn, The Power of Negative Energy Balance. You got some great recipes in here, too. I was just checking this out.
And Dr. Ian K. Smith, welcome back.
Hi, Doc.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
Doc, could you do something for us when it comes to another book? Could you write a book real quickly, put it out like today, and says, the vaccine will help you lose weight? just say it just so we get these morons to get the vaccine. Now, a majority of us are getting it, but see, we're on the side of the we get a lot of crap because of what we do for a living. I'm not getting it. I don't trust it. So write a book saying, hey, you'll be slim and trim and ripped if you get the vaccine.
Man, I got to tell you something. I got even worse news than that, which is that because we're taking so long for people to get the vaccine, we're going to end up needing a booster shot.
I know.
These variants are going to escape the immune protection of the vaccine. It's frustrating for everybody.
I was just discussing that with a friend of mine. He said the exact same thing, which is true. And I'm glad you brought that up since you're a doctor. And people will trust you. They won't trust me. You're right. The reason the boosters are going to happen is because we're not going to get herd immunity because these idiots, correct?
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to call them idiots, but I hear what you're saying.
I am.
That's what we're here for.
That's what the book should be called. Get the vaccine, idiots. Write it, Dr. Ian K. Smith.
But no, in all honesty, the thing is that what people have to understand is it's called basic virology, which is the study of viruses.
Right.
Every time a virus replicates, it has a chance for a genetic mutation in its genetic code. And here's the issue. So think about it. We're letting it replicate over and over and over, millions and billions of times a day because of new infections, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so sooner or later, you get all these weird variants. Now they're talking about double variants, which means that there's a double genetic mutation. And these things sooner or later are going to escape the protective powers of the vaccine. And we got to start all over again, reformulating, you know, a booster shot, people getting it, then the manufacturers, of course, because I don't know why they can't figure this out. They can't get these things produced fast enough, so we got to go through that. It's over and over.
And the scary part about it is the anti-vaxxers are going to come back when we're getting and see, I told you we need these boosters. No, you're the reason. You're the reason. You're the reason. Oh, my God.
But the other part of it is, listen, everyone wants to get back to normal.
Right.
We're all on the same page. People who are encouraging, like myself, encouraging vaccines, I don't have any skin in the game other than I want to be on airplanes, I want to travel, I want to eat in restaurants. So we're on the same team here.
Right.
We're not against each other. But the vaccine right now is all we have. We don't have medications to treat the virus. There is no viral medication that's going to work. I don't know how to explain it to people other than the fact that, you know, look at all the people who are taking it. It's no vast conspiracy. I don't know. It's very sad and frustrating, and now we got almost 600,000 people on the ground. And now kids, by the way, younger people are getting it and dying from it now. That's the new thing,
right?
Is that these new variants are so contagious and so infectious that younger people are dying from it. So please, guys, you know,
we got it. All of us are, our two of us, we're all like two shots in now. We're not quite 2 weeks out, but we're all two shots in. How about you, Doc? You got your shots?
Yeah, I really, I'm fully vaccinated and I'm ripping and ready to go. And I mean, I got my vaccines. I got the new book. People are losing weight. So, you know, I'm excited.
Fast Burn, The Power of Negative Energy Balance. That's kind of heady stuff. Give us a real quick synopsis of what that means.
What is negative energy balance?
Yes. It's a 9-week program. Every week is different of the program. It's regular food. It's affordable food. It's tasty food. Sometimes there's pizza. There's pasta. There's all kinds of things in this program. And by the way, it doesn't matter what kind of eater you are. Vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, carnivore, you can do fast burn. Now, negative energy balance means this. Food is energy. And the reason why we gain weight is because we're putting in too much energy and not burning it off. So we're in a positive energy state, thus a positive calorie state. So you gain weight. When you put your body in a negative energy state, that means that the food energy you are eating is not enough to keep up with the demand that the body is giving for energy. So the body demands energy. If you're not filling it up with food, where is it going to get the energy? It goes into your fat stores. Fat is a storage form of energy. And that's why people on the program now have only lost 15 to 17 pounds on average in just 9 weeks, but they talk about losing inches and inches of fat because their fat now becomes a fuel source rather than the food.
That's what you want, right? You want to eat away your
Absolutely.
Fat.
A lot of times I hear the question, when you lose weight, where does it go?
And that's a great question.
This is what I understand, is the body metabolizes the fat, and you basically exhale it out. Is that the case?
Well, you get rid of it in many ways, right? So you get rid of it through gases. You get rid of it through, obviously, elimination. You sweat it out. You lose it through water. The body gets rid of it in many, many, many kinds of ways. And what I try to explain to people is this. When you are eating food, food is energy. And so if you're not burning it off, the energy just doesn't disappear. But it's got to go somewhere. It goes stored into your fat. Look at it this way. When your car is on E, right, mm-hmm. you go to the gas station, you fill it up. Okay, now, let's say you drive that car for just 1 mile. So you're only using very little amount of gas. What happens to the gas that you filled up into your tank? It stays there. It doesn't go anywhere. It stays and it waits for you to drive the car again and to start burning it off. That's what fat is. Fat is like our fuel tank.
Oh, I like so the analogy. I like the analogy.
We put it in there, and if we don't burn it off, it just stays and stays and stays waiting for us to burn it off, and that's what fast burn does. Fast burn drives your body into your fat stores and uses that fuel tank rather than using food as the fuel tank.
Do you think they'll ever come up with a diet that, like you have a diet that says the two-day 10 pounds? I mean, I realize.
Sorry, I got to laugh at that.
Damn it. Not going to 2 days, 10 pounds. Half of us are going to day in. I can't do
they
this.
Do.
I can't do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we saw that on the MMA fighters.
Well, no, but yeah, that's dangerous, though.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah, it's unhealthy.
Yeah, those guys, listen, those guys are doing such extreme, you know, measures. Yeah, you can do extreme programs, and that's why I tell people all the time, keto works.
Right.
But here's the problem with keto. You can't sustain it.
No.
You cannot eat that way forever.
No.
And so I always say when I create my programs, fast burn is a program that you don't have to be perfect, that you're going to slip up. And by the way, guys, this is the biggest program I've had that even guys are doing this program. We got a guy who lost 18 pounds in the 9 weeks and posted his pictures. Oh, by the way, I have a group online if you guys want to do it with us. It's called Fast Burn Challenge. It's on Facebook. Join us.
Okay.
Fast Burn Challenge. But let me tell you something, guys. People are saying that this is an easy program because of all the choices. Nobody, you know, the problem
is... Yeah, I looked at the menu. You got recipes in there. It's all great food. It's excellent food. Yeah.
It's regular food.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I write my programs from the standpoint of the user. Like, who wants food that tastes like cardboard? Who wants to go out and spend, you know, $1,000 a month on food? Nobody. Who wants to go to the gym for an hour and a half a day? Most people don't want to do that stuff. And so I'd really try to create and curate a program that's usable by the average person, from truck drivers to secretaries to doctors. Everyone can do fast burn.
You know, that's funny you mentioned cardboard, because my wife and I did the keto for a little bit, and I didn't like it for that reason, because first of all, bread, no carb bread is cardboard. I mean, it's just called cardboard. It is the worst bread. I don't know how people eat it. It's like I avoid bread in general anyway. But I'm thinking, well, we'll get the no carb bread, and it's the worst tasting thing in the history of cardboard.
but see, here's the problem. The problem is when people choose programs they want to follow.
Right.
You have to look at the food that's being offered.
Right.
You know, you hear, oh, so-and-so lost all this weight on this program. Yeah, but is this the food you want to eat for the next 9 weeks, 12 weeks, 18 weeks? It's not. And so you go a week or two into the program, and then you say, I can't take it anymore. And so I always say, start with the food. If the food looks good, tastes good, and it's affordable, that's a program you can stick to.
Dr. Ying with us. Dr. Ying, when do you know? I mean, I realize you are you're the mega man. When do you know if you put on 2 pounds, 5 pounds, or do you ever put on extra weight?
Well, it's interesting. So I lift a lot of free weights,
right.
And I don't think people do enough workout that way. We talk about cardio all the time, but people don't do enough resistance training. That's either using free weights,
right.
Or dumbbells and stuff, or using resistance bands. So I'm trying to put on lean muscle mass all the time because
Got it.
It's lean muscle, by the way, guys, that keeps your metabolism really, really, really high. So me putting on weight will means I'm having a great week in the gym. You know,
got
what I mean?
I got it. Well, that's yeah. good, but that's good weight. Do you ever put on any bad weight?
You know, I don't remember the last time that's happened.
Okay.
I think when I was in Africa.
Got it.
You know, a couple of years ago, I may have put on. I wasn't working out like I usually do, but okay. I was eating great, uh-huh. so probably then. But you know, I come home, I get right back on the horse, and I'm gone.
All right. The book is called Fast Burn, The Power of Negative Energy Balance. Dr. Ian K. Smith with us. So you've been, well, you're fully vaccinated. I get that. When do you think you'll feel it? You obviously fly for work. So what's flying like for you right
yeah.
now?
Have you been traveling?
Well, guys, I got to tell you. So my last trip, I haven't been in New York in a year and some change.
Okay.
I went to New York last week to do the Dr. Oz show on the book.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just a weird experience. First of all, New York was not the typical New York. I mean, you know, people are out, but they're not out like they usually are.
Yeah.
But also, you know, everyone's masked, you know, on the flights. It was okay.
Yeah.
You know, it was only an hour and a half flight for me, so I wasn't totally freaking out. But, you know, when you see people get on the plane and their nose isn't covered, like,
people
have to, like, that's the most frustrating. Guys, it's nose and mouth. The virus lives in what's called your nasal pharynx.
It's also become a chin diaper for a lot of people too. You know, it's just on their chin. I'm going to keep my chin safe. You know,
like that chin diaper. That's right. But you know, I that was my first trip in a long time.
Okay.
And I do plan on going out. In fact, on my Instagram page at Dr. Ian Smith, spell the doctor out, I-A-N Smith. You'll see me put up a thing about the vaccine so people understand exactly how the vaccine works. I put up something about how I travel and stuff like that. So I'm always trying to give people tips, not just to lose weight, but also just how to kind of make it. This has been a tough year for all of us.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's a year of putting on weight for a lot of people, too, for that matter, you know.
Oh, my
people
goodness.
People just sat on their couch, you know.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about the quarantine and COVID-15. It's true, and that's why I'm excited about this book, because I feel like it couldn't have come at a better time, because so many people email me or they hit me up online, social, and they say, listen, you know, I got 10 pounds to lose, 20 pounds to lose, and I just think that you need to have a program that you can really do and dig into, and, you know, and we want to be ready for summer. I think, by the way, if we get enough vaccinations in people's arms and we can avoid these variants, I think that by maybe mid-July, you know, we should be in pretty good shape. But it depends, right? There are all these variables, but hopefully, you know, we can get there. I think mid-July could do it for us.
How do you tell people, we'll get back into the vaccine real quickly, because most of us were born, we're older than you, Dr. Ian, but I know that you've had a lot of, we've all gotten vaccines our whole lives, and all of a sudden they go.
Yeah, that's why we don't have tuberculosis.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have polio.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have smallpox.
I mean, they lined up, when Todd and I were a certain age, we lined up in school and got these huge things on our arms.
And
you know?
Think you had to be vaccinated
yes.
to go to school.
Yeah, you
yes.
still do now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and you do now. You know, it's interesting you say that, because I say to other people who are skeptics, I say, I don't understand. You got all those vaccinations as a child. You had no choice. You're still alive. You don't
right.
know what was the ingredients.
Right.
The ingredients were. You know nothing. Your parents didn't know. You had to get them. Now, all of a sudden, we're talking about a vaccine that can save our. Those things weren't necessarily life saving. They were, you know, preventing most illnesses.
Right.
But now we're talking about something that actually can be life saving for people.
Exactly.
And then everyone's saying, I don't know what's in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the formulation, but you didn't know what was in, you know.
Any of it. Your
chicken pox vaccine either. So I don't, it's just, I don't know, guys.
You know what,
it's
you know
so
what,
frustrating.
I'll tell you what to use. Use the word idiot, Dr. Ian Case.
No.
It works, man. I'm telling you. In fact, the next book should be saying, hey, idiots, get the vaccine. If you say it, they'll believe.
Well, I just, listen. In all honesty, I understand why people are skeptical.
Right.
This thing was not. This rollout was really bungled from the beginning. I completely get it.
Right.
But please, guys, we all want to go back to normal.
Yes.
Who wants this around in 2022?
Nobody.
Seriously.
Nobody.
I mean, so hopefully people will do it. Hopefully people will lose weight. People will be happier. You know, let's be a little more peaceful. I have all these hopes that I just want all this stuff to get behind us, man, and so we can get on with our lives.
So do I. So let's hope, when I'll tell you what, when all this is done, you within the next year or two, year or two, you come back and visit us in person.
That'd be year cool. or two? No, you guys have a new studio, like two months, they said.
Oh, yeah, we are moving to a new place, yeah. Oh, you got to come to that. Yeah that'd be great.
I'm going to come within a year. Are you kidding?
No, you're going to welcome anytime. You know that, Doc. Yeah,
great. Guys, you know, I appreciate you guys a
all
lot.
Right. All right, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Congratulations on the new book, man.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. Dr. Ian K. Smith. Fast burn, the power of negative energy balance.
Now, once again, for personal, Todd and I never cared that show didn't run. But I don't even want to ask him. But did you ask him, Puss?
No, I didn't. No, I left it alone.
It just didn't make much sense how we had to do it. The virtual crap. The questions seemed awkward because there was it's that secondary. I hate that Zoom stuff, you know. And we did that back in, what, November?
October. Yeah. Right at the end of October.
Yeah. Was it that long?
That was the last time I got a haircut.
All right.
October.
The last time we all hung out early morning on a Sunday.
Right.
And that was the only time we're going to do that from here on out. Unless we're golfing.
Simply for that occasion.
All right. Love Dr. Ian. Yeah. Use the word idiot more. It works. I'm telling you. He actually doesn't.
Nick's here.
Yeah. Oh, Nick's here. Hey, Nick. Hey. Nick, I posted a photo of you on stage. Are you singing Broken Wings on that?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so. Somebody thought you were.
That would have been my last show there, I think.
Yeah. Are you strictly forbidden?
At the Funny Bone.
Yeah. Or is it just a strong suggestion?
Well, I think if I was like headlining or whatever, that might be a different story. But if I'm doing an 8-minute set and five of it is Broken Wings, and I just make it all weird for the rest of the show.
I think the question is, would Colleen just throw you out or throw you out and kick your ass?
Yeah, I think I would be bruised.
Speaking of comedians, comedian Ron Funches a little later on this morning. I recognize this guy now. I totally see. I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah.
I just got the sheet.
I know.
I love this guy. Yeah.
We've never talked to him, but I know we've got lots of friends in common.
Yeah, he's very good, man. And his show is called, it's about 420, right?
Chopped 420. Right. So, like I say, same premise as the Chopped you see on Food Network, only they're throwing in weed ingredients.
It says, remember, weed kills. No, it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't say that at all. Because this guy lives in a real world like the rest of us do, unlike our governor.
Yes, he says, and some weed idiots. Is good to eat.
Right. It's good to eat.
Who knew?
Exactly. On 420 Eve, Craig.
Yeah.
You going to celebrate?
Oh, you mean more than
see,
I have
see that,
been?
That because it isn't 420 for, it's like New Year's Eve for us drunks. It's amateur night.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt my habits will change.
Yeah, I don't change my behavior.
Yeah, I think it's a Tuesday also, you know.
Most people who are inclined to celebrate 420
already
smoke a lot on a regular basis.
But you're not going to be, like, gathering in some park for one giant exhale with everybody else.
No, not with
not
COVID,
this year.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they do in Denver.
I knew they do that there, yeah.
They didn't do it last year, obviously. But it is quite a sight when everybody exhales all at once.
Yeah.
Thousands of people.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
They have the news helicopter overhead just to get a shot of the big exhale.
When I saw it,
that would be fun.
Fly over that. Fly over that.
It was the front few rows at a 311 concert when I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
They turn on those lights that face down towards the crowd, and there's just a cloud hanging over the top.
Yeah, I've never gotten into it. It's not like, let's get really high today. I'm like, where were you yesterday?
Yeah, to us, it'll just be Tuesday.
All right.
But I'm sure there's some nice sales going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
At those places, yep.
And I am aware of people that are just waiting.
What, like the mattress store?
To go, yes.
Like they do for President's Day?
Exactly, yeah. Right.
So you can get a new water pipe
it's
to
nice
smoke your tobacco?
Nice white sale that they've got going on.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Associated Press Style Book. This is the book that traditionally sets standards for language usage within the media, whether it's speaking how language, words are used or even how punctuation is used.
Associated Press.
There you go. That's how you
the Associated
it.
Press tweeted about the word mistress.
Mistress.
They said, don't use the term mistress for a woman who is in a long-term sexual relationship with and is financially supported by a man who is married to someone else.
Isn't that the definition?
Yeah. Instead, use an alternative like
whore.
Companion,
it's the wife,
friend,
it's the wife calls her.
Or lover on first reference and provide additional details later.
How about side piece?
See, I think you're making this, see, you're elevating her to your wife's status, and your wife should be your lover and your friend. Your mistress should be your mistress.
They left off homewrecker.
There you go. I love that one, homewrecker. only women have ever said that. Don't be a homewrecker.
Yeah, because it's only the side piece that wrecked that home.
Right. The guy had nothing to do with
no.
it.
No. No, I know that.
They say to avoid the word because there is no male equivalent.
Oh, I got it. Well, I'm not going to.
They could have come up with one.
I don't ever use the word. I
mean, apparently
first,
not.
First of all, I think it would be weird for me to say to somebody, do you still have your mistress? Guys don't talk that way anyway. We would be like Todd says, you're still banging that. I think that's what it should
15
be called.
Years later.
You're still banging that. Yeah. 15 years later.
Yeah, we're married.
Right, she's my wife.
No. This would be
a side piece. I'm not. Yeah, guys don't ask about their guys' wives. Oh, you're still banging that. You're my wife. Yes, I am.
No. Yeah. But that's a good point. There is no male equivalent to a mistress.
Manstress.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible.
Man.
And so the AP
says.
That's
what your dad would say.
So the AP says the word is archaic and sexist.
I got it. What do they want? Then give us something. Lover? Companion? Side companion. I think you're elevating her to something that. First of all, you're the bad guy, too, by the way, here. You're the one that has the mistress on the side. I get it.
Yeah, if you try to tiptoe around the word, nobody would know who you're taught what you're
right,
talking
exactly.
about.
Right, you know, I'm seeing my lover. You mean your wife? No, my lover. Shut up.
The person I'm cheating with. Yeah. That
sounds worse than mistress.
Yeah. But it's not gender specific.
According to Wikipedia, the
mistress isn't?
No, the person I'm banging on the side.
Mister can be used.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say he's my mister. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Or mistress.
Paramour. That's a dated word, too.
Yeah, that is.
He's my paramour.
Well, they got to give us an example. Okay, so, ladies, if you were banging some guy to the side for 15 years, what do you call him? You know?
I call him you up.
They say use words like companion, friend, or lover.
Once again, I think they're elevating them to the status of supposedly the person you're supposed to be faithful to.
One columnist told the AP, a one-night stand might be a lover, but not a mistress. A companion could be just any friend. You haven't solved anything here. You've only opened up yourself to ridicule.
Thank you. So they're on our side. Keep using the word mistress, right?
No, that's just one guy's
opinion. Ooh, the email's getting romantic. Slam piece.
Wow. Real Romeo there.
That might be worse.
We don't have slam pieces because we're not allowed.
No. Then we'd be divorced. You know, let's call that.